This is Digital Dave again.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
Really?
You wouldn't have guessed, would you?
He said it so fast, I believe it.
Well, that's why they call me Fast Eddie.
Yep, there you go.
There's two stories behind that, neither of which we're telling on the
air. Are safe for radio, yes.
And, no, they're safe for radio, they're just too long.
Okay.
And
who do we have with us today, Eddie?
We've got Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Boswell out of NORAD.
Hello again, gentlemen.
Good to see you again.
You as well.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the call sign, I remember. Boat.
Yeah.
That's right.
We don't need to go back into that.
No, we don't.
Check the archives. It's in there.
It's in there, yeah. So, anyway, you're over at the Federal Pavilion, I understand.
Yes, sir. Yeah, us and a few of our closest friends over there. We've got the Bahamas groups. We've got NOAA, Customs and Border Protection. Bird strike, if anybody's interested in trying to avoid birds or what that process is like.
Oh, I thought you were talking about scheduling one.
Yeah, it'd be not ideal.
No.
But yeah, we got a great group over there and lots of stuff to see and interact with and all that great stuff. And then we do give forum presentations as well. Those are all scheduled throughout the day.
Nice.
Yeah.
So lots of things, lots of services that pilots don't necessarily take advantage of.
Yeah, I'd say they're maybe underutilized, or in our case, we want them to be underutilized.
I was going to say, you're NORAD. I don't want to use you.
Yeah, we don't really want to interact with you unless it's here at an air show. So we can talk to you and train and educate, do our best to make sure that you understand what a TFR, temporary flight restriction, is, and how to avoid one or at least operate within one safely.
You know, in the old days when we didn't have all these GPS and all the nav stuff, it must have been really hard to not bust airspace accidentally.
I mean, if you talk to some of the World War II veterans and whatnot, and they're out there flying around, they somehow figure out how to fly back to their home base. I don't know how they did it without GPS. I could not do it.
Especially in over water, in the Pacific.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very crazy to think that they'd be able to transit all that airspace and still find where they're going.
Still find that postage stamp.
That's exactly right.
So. And they did it so well, too. That was the other thing. You know, they're shot up, they're tired, and boom, hey, there's the boat.
Yeah,
yay!
Absolutely. Yeah, they're flying long missions, doing, crazy stuff, and obviously flying in combat, being shot at potentially. So, yeah, it's amazing stuff.
Yeah, that part about shooting it, yeah, that takes the fun out of it.
Sure does.
Depends on what side of the shooting you're doing, I
guess. That's right. What did you call that? The bang nozzle?
Yeah, the bang nozzle.
But, yeah, we're over there. We're doing great stuff. Love to see everybody in Hangar D as where we're located.
Hangar D.
Yes, sir.
All sorts of interesting. Now, customs, that's another fun one, I'm sure.
But the best one of there, and my personal favorite, is the Bahamas.
Yep.
Now, so, you go check out NORAD, and then you can take a vacation.
That's right. They figure out, they come talk to us about how to transit the 8 is and mm-hmm. go to the Bahamas and come back after it's all, said and done, after you're all nice and suntanned and you're relaxed and everything.
Well, if the ADI, that's the identification zone. I was thinking of, what do they call those MOAs?
The MOAs?
Military operating area.
Yeah, that's it. You can't transit that when they're active, correct?
No, you absolutely can. Yeah,
really?
VFR aircraft can go through there, no problem. Now, it's at your own risk, but right. Yeah, absolutely, you're totally authorized to go through there.
It's probably not a good idea, though, when they say, sure, you can transit. Okay, that's Target 06 will be your call sign.
Just respond accordingly. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hold your ears. You may experience some turbulence.
Yeah. And you will be landing soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can go in pretty much any piece of airspace except prohibited or restricted airspaces. And MOAs are included in the field of free to go through. Recommend you talk to air traffic control.
Oh, yeah.
And like your previous segment, you were talking about air traffic control. Let's give them a shout out and see what's going on.
Especially if we're talking high speed, low altitude operations.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah,
correct.
Exactly. I'm never going to see that coming.
No, definitely not.
Absolutely not.
So have you been getting a lot of good response from pilots that come in and say, I never knew you guys were here?
We get a lot of interesting interactions with folks, some war stories, if you will, from their interactions with us and our respective air defense units around the country in the past. And so we try to answer the questions as best we can based on the scenarios they give us and why did you do this or why did you do that? But a lot of great interactions, and it's great to have everybody out there to educate and get
right.
get the face time with them.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of pilots go by, well, okay, now I have a better understanding of what I should have done.
Absolutely, and we have lots of handouts, and we hand those to all the guests that would like them, that give the how to flight plan properly so you can avoid a TFR or operate within one safely. And then if the worst does happen, you get your one free air show, then how to get out of it successfully and still be able to fly after the fact.
Right. How to survive the paperwork side of that.
That's a big part of it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's probably harder than surviving the flying part.
We had one lady that came through and said she had been intercepted in the past, and she had interactions with the Secret Service for up to about 8 months after.
Oh, my goodness. What, every time she wanted to fly?
No, just, they reached back out to her, kind of for a little question and answer session. Up to 8 months after the actual incident, immediately after landing, she was with them for about 4.5 hours.
Actually, I'm surprised they let her go that quickly.
Well, then the next day it was like 2. So,
go anywhere.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We know where you live.
And they made sure that they knew where she lived that she knew it.
Yep.
They were well versed on her and her background.
Oh, right. Yes.
Now, when most people think of NORAD, they're thinking of the Dew Line up there. Have you ever been actually up there to the Dew Line?
I have not physically been up there. We have maps and everything identifying where it's located and all the aspects of it.
It's cold up there.
But it is brisk. You're right. It is brisk at the time of year you would think it would be. But it is still there. It's still active. And those are some of the radars that we utilize. Yep.
There were a couple of radar towers, as I recall, they were called Texas Towers, down in, I think it was the Gulf of Mexico or off the coast.
Oh, you mean
or
off coast?
Yeah, they were used, they were World War II facilities, I think.
I think they probably Cold closed War. Those by now.
Yeah, they did after one of them unfortunately had a collapse.
Yep.
Oh, wow. They lost the crew of it. Yeah.
Well, they have what is called over-the-horizon radar now. So that they can look a long way. They don't need to be 3/4 of the way across the ocean to see as far as they want to go.
Good. Well, I'm glad they've made it. Well, satellites help, too.
Yeah. It does. Yep. Satellites, radars, air traffic control within the United States. We coordinate with the FAA and ATC to have them, kind of be our first defenders of the airspace, if you will. And they're doing their job, talk on the radio, help vector people away from places they shouldn't be going, talk to them and get them going the right way. And then worst comes to worst, we have our air defense aircraft and other ground assets that we
utilize. No. That's the welcome wagging, the greeters. Welcome to America.
That's right.
Look at me.
And if you fail to ignore, to acknowledge their greeting, they will send you birthday candles.
Right, they get even friendlier.
They do. They get right in your business. That is true. They very well could. Absolutely. But fortunately, up to this point, knock on wood, we haven't had to do anything of that nature. We hope to keep it that way.
That sounds good to me. F-16s, whatever I don't know what you're flying as intercepts, they're designed to go really fast.
True.
So here comes this guy in his Cessna 150, barely making 100 miles an hour. The F-16 pops like, oh my God, I'm going to fall out of the sky here trying to go that slow.
Fortunately, the makers of the aircraft made some options for them to put their flaps down and everything else and fly at slower speeds. So they can go pretty darn slow, but we also have the help of the Secret Service and the Coast Guard, and they will fly some helicopters in the vicinity of the restricted area that can do the intercepts as well. So they can go a little bit slower than a fighter aircraft.
Good.
And they kind of fill that gap, if you will.
Speaking of the TFRs, I was involved in an air show, a model airplane show, in a TFR, and one of the things that we saw was an E3 go over. Now, are you guys coordinating with the E3 AWACS aircraft as well?
We do, depending on the airspace and the ground terrain of the place that we are protecting. And so, there are lots of different types of TFRs out there, some of them for firefighting, presidential TFRs, major sporting events, and that kind of thing. And so if you're in an air a location where there's lots of mountains or terrain that's going to block the ability for ground radar to see all of the airspace inside the ring, then we will potentially put up an E3 and AWACS aircraft airborne, and that will cover the gaps in the ground radar coverage. So we do have lots of other assets that we can utilize to support the program.
They're watching.
Yes,
that's the takeaway. Don't worry, they're watching.
Yeah. Well, they have a job to do, and we as pilots, we have a job to do, and it's called stay out of there.
Yeah.
It is a TFR, for crying out loud, and they're not hard to find. Plenty of information out there. They're always posted well in advance so that, you have the opportunity to find out if this is going to affect your flight plan.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our website for folks that want to go check out that can see the briefing that we give and the handouts that we normally provide here at the show is www.norad.com. mil/generalaviation, all one word. And you can go download all of that. And it also has links to all the different websites that are available for flight planning purposes ahead of time to keep you informed and aware of where TFRs, all your regular NOTAMs, and everything else are.
So there's tons of information out there. There's no reason you should blindly stumble into one of these things.
No. Frankly, we're surprised that it still happens as frequently as it does based on the available information and the access to it. And especially if you use products like ForeFlight or those, you know, digital maps.
Right.
They're all populated there as long as you've done the update.
Well, yeah. there's still a good population that just wants to fly. I don't want any crap. Just, you know. And he's out there putting around his little biplane and doesn't realize he's right there on the edge of it.
That's part of the big sky theory, as we like to call it. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to hope, basically, and that's not really a good plan, but I'm going to hope that I'm not going to get in trouble. Basically.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out so well.
Not always.
Too many questions to answer.
That's right.
But, of course, if you get busted in one of these things, there's even more questions to answer. Yeah.
There's a lot more questions.
And yeah. And they look at you really funny, and they will make your life difficult.
This is going on your permanent record.
Yes.
Oh,
potentially.
No, not
potentially.
That.
I'll let the authorities handle that part.
Yeah, right.
You're just the eye in the sky.
That's right.
It's up to the authorities to figure out what to do from there.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. Can I call you Boat?
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much for having me once again. I appreciate it.
No, not a problem. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.